Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody, Move of God, Part 11. I'm telling you right here on the Angels of Melody, and I am your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We thank the Lord for all of you that are tuned in around the world. You may be tuned in here in a lot of the cities and states here in the USA. We want to say God bless you to all of you all that are tuned in, across countries. We want to give a shout out to all of our Nigerian family. We want to say God bless to our Ghanaian family, our Zambian family. We thank God. We thank God for all of you right now that is tuned in, even in Italy, those that are in Belgium, wherever you may be tuned at. We thank God for you tuning in right now. And like I said just a couple of minutes ago, this is the Move of God Part 11. A lot of you have been hearing us each week ministering about the move of God in this time of what we're going through the pandemic. And so in saying that, we just thank God for everybody that's been a part of this each week. And tonight, I am your speaker for the first half, and we thank God for my cousin for the second half. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to click her on so she can greet you all, and then we're going to get started. Okay. We want to also give a shout out to our family listening in. We thank God for right now for our sister, Prophetess Annette Felton. We thank God for her on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Dontre Edwards tonight and his mother listening in. We want to say God bless you. And we just thank God. So let's click her on right now. And let her say something, and then we're going to get this thing started on tonight. Okay, we hearing this clicking sound again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that clicking sound is back again. So what I want you to do real briefly is hang up and call back. And if we still hearing that, then you're going to have to call me, and we're going to have to merge it in because it's real loud.
Okay.
All right. All right, you all. See, this thing is not going to stop us tonight. We always got another way, but we're going to hurry up and get started because we only have a certain amount of time before we go into our second half. So let's see what goes on when she calls back in. We're going to see if this ticking noise is still going to be going on, which we pray it's not, but if not, then we're just going to merge her in on my side. But as I was stating, we just thank God for the move. Okay, we got her back. Let's see. You there?
Yes. Can you hear it still?
Okay, no. It's gone. Praise God for that.
Thank God. Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and let you have your words, and then we're going to go ahead and get started.
Okay.
You know, share just a hello.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody that is listening on tonight. God bless each and every one of you.
Okay. So we're going to get started right now. You sure that's all you got to say? Is that it?
I'm saving it for when I, you know, when I do my
thing. Okay. Okay. Well, we... All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and put your phone on mute, and then I'm going to go ahead and get started. And after I get started and pray and all that, then I'll click you back on to have the last say or whatever, and then we're going to go into our second half. So we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and, yes, we are glad in it despite of what's going on around us. Father, I ask you now that you would word my mouth, that it would, that the people that are listening in around the world tonight, Lord, that they will hear you in Jesus' name. They may hear my voice, but they're hearing the message from you, oh God, that's using me as a tool on tonight. And so, God, I thank you right now. We ask for forgiveness for anything we have said or done that was not like you in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask right now that you will cover us all. And we thank you right now that there will be no backlashing, there will be no retaliation, because you got this thing covered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. What I'm going to talk about briefly tonight, and we still into the move of God. But in this move of God, the title of what I'm speaking on tonight is Read the Instruction, Walk in the Right Direction, and Follow the Command. Again, read the instruction, walk in the right direction, the command. I also want to give a shout out quickly to our sister, I forgot, was tuning in, Prophetess Tammy Laster. God bless you, sister. Love you very much. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, reading the instruction, walk in the right direction, and follow the command. What's going on right now in the middle of this pandemic, as y'all say, is we have been arrested. And what God was saying was freeze. Put your hands up. You are under arrest. Basically, that's what's going on. You know, a lot of people look at it, you know, that it was the devil. You know, everybody blaming the devil. You know what I'm saying? And he's probably walking around with a Kool-Aid smile because so much credit, you know what I'm saying, given to him. We know that God didn't, you know, just put this pandemic out here, but he's allowed it. Yes, I believe that. He's allowed it. And first of all, it's a wake-up call to everyone around the globe, but especially to the body of Christ, especially to the body of Christ. When you look at order, because that's what God was saying, that the order must come back. Church can't be as usual. It must be all about God and his souls. He said the church is illegally being ran. Yes, it is. The church is illegally being ran. And that's why he is saying, put your hands up. You are under arrest. We're under his arrest. That's what we're under. Even though we may be in this lockdown, but we are still is under his arrest. Because of the illegalness that have been going on and the out of orderness that's been going on in the body of Christ. And when we look at the word order, order means an authoritative command, direction, or instruction. Arrest means to seat. It's by legal authority. Taken into custody. And that's what's going on. We have been taken in a custody. In custody by God. And so when you look at the government and how they were saying we was on this lockdown so many days, we on lockdown, we have to look at it in the spiritual sense. That, yes, the doors of the church had to close. Yes, it did. And a lot of people at the beginning, when all of this stuff was going on, they were complaining about, oh, my God, they're closing up the churches. They're closing up. They're closing up this and they're closing up that. And everybody began to complain and complain and complain and complain. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody, you know, sitting around and you know, tripping out and going from here and going from there, and they're saying we should not be forsaking the assembly of ourselves, right? I've been hearing a lot of people saying this, even on the news feed. This is when the first pandemic was going on, and it was just hundreds, thousands of people just dying all over the world, and they were saying they had to close up the churches. And I remember there was a brother overseas that mentioned the Hebrews 10:25, and I mean, he stood on that, and not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And when I read that and I thought about everybody talking about this assembly and got to get in the church and got to get in the church, I said, you know what? That's the problem. Everybody ready to get back in the building. Notice I said the building, because some people, I believe, get it twisted. You know, I was telling some people before, if you cannot live holy in your home, if you cannot feel the power of God in your house, then I question what kind of salvation you saying you got, because evidently you got the vision, but you need to add the sound to it. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. And so many people at the beginning were talking about, you know, all of this stuff about, you know, the church got to open up. This was at the very beginning. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about at the very beginning. You know, we're not going to let this happen, and we're not going to let that happen. And then you were hearing people still getting sick, and people were still dying and everything. But steady yet, everybody's talking about this, us, you know, assembling ourselves and all of this and that. And I said, and many people wants to rush back, especially a lot of the leaders. I ain't going to say all. Notice I didn't say all. I said some. They're rushing back to do the same thing as usual. My schedule. Me preaching what I want to preach. You understand? And so in saying that, when you look at it, and I'm going to tell you this thing deep. I'm going to go as quick as I can, because like I said, we got to go over into our second half. When you look at instruction, it's a direction, it's an order. And when you look at direction, it's the management or guidance of someone or something, a command, giving an authoritative order. And so what he was saying, like I said, the order must come back. You know, we remember back in the day, there was a lot of order back in the day in the church. I'm telling you, it was a time that when you could have sinned that night before, or sinned just a few minutes ago, and you would go to church and be in fear that the man or the woman of God was going to read right through you. Am I right, somebody out there? You would have fear. When the men would come into the church, they would take the hat off real quick, and they would put their finger up and sit down. And even when they had to go to the restroom, they got up and put the finger up, and they walked. And wasn't none of all that walking going on through the preaching and all that getting up going on. That it wasn't going all the talking and all that stuff, writing notes. And we didn't have phones back then where you were texting one another in the church, talking on the phone and listening to whatever else it is while the word of God going on. It wasn't where you heard back in the day that someone could walk in the church and they shoot and kill the pastor. That wasn't going on back in the day because the fear of God was there. But in this day, we're not, and you know what, back in the day, they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. They had shut-ins back in the day. My father was a preacher. We have a lot of pastors and preachers in my family. So I was raised, even though I was a hot mess, you know, after so long, and I got out there and did my own thing, you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, we were brought up in holiness. So I remember the times of the shut-ins. You don't hear about shut-ins right now. You really don't. I'm quite sure it's going on, but you really don't hear a lot about the shut-ins, and you don't hear a lot about the fasting, you know, that was going on back then, and the praying that was going in, the travailing. You didn't hear all of that. You don't hear that now. Back then you did, but now you don't really hear that, the travailing and all that. You don't hear about people tearing for the Holy Ghost. No, you don't. Different ones is bringing their own language. Everybody is talking about they got the Holy Ghost. Everybody got the Holy Ghost. You know, everybody's saying this. They got it. You know, everybody. Open up your mouth. Let's speak in the language right now. And everybody is saying whatever they're saying. And a lot of people that's saying that they got it ain't got it. They done made up their own tongues. And we're not inclined in the spirit realm to know that this ain't it. You understand? We feel, oh, girl, because it sounds good. We feel that they're caught in. You understand? And so back in the day, this was happening. Church today is not happening. And so the order, you know what I'm saying? The order has to come back because it is illegally being ran. And so when you look at 1 Corinthians 14 and 40, it says, let all things be done decently and in order. And we know a lot of things in the church is not done decent. You have people walking in and out of the church. The man of God is up there preaching, or the woman of God is preaching. Everybody want to be walking. People is chewing and popping gum in the church. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody is texting, it look like, you know, texting and receiving messages. I'm not saying if you, you know, it's an emergency, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And then now we're not praying like we used to. So now the devil is coming in armed and dangerous and shooting up everybody. And we want to sit up here running scared. We're not praying. You know what I'm saying? But we were so gangster back in the day, a lot of us. We were so gangster back in the day. But now when it comes into God, in, into this the Christ-like walk, now we become, you know, we become weak. We become very weak and very scared. You understand? We're running and everything. But back in the day, we was a big back wolf back in the day. You know what I'm saying? We was over our territory. This is my territory. Nobody can come. But then when the devil come in, we scared. You understand? And I remember back in the day, people, the mothers of the church, you understand, they were praying. People of God was praying. The saints was praying. And so when something would come in and not right, I used to hear, I was there in church where someone walk in, they was inclined real quick. They say, hey, stop that sister. Stop that brother. Something ain't right about him. And they get the deacons on them. You understand? And then you got a couple of pastors coming, and they will pull them to the back. And they will talk to them to find out what's going on. And I guess after they got the discernment of most, come back in with them. And sometimes you seen the person didn't even come back. That was because the fear of God. But now we can walk in church with guns and shoot them up and all that. You understand? Nobody is praying. Nobody is really getting, you know, they're not really getting settled in prayer to have the discernment. We say we have the discernment, but do we really have the discernment? And so when you look at it, the order of the Lord has turned into the order of flesh. The church has the spirit of a junkie, an addict on drugs, needing a fix that will soothe their flesh but not their soul. My God, my God. I'm telling you, when God gave me this message, I said, God, this word is out cold. I don't know if I want to bring this thing. He told me, oh, you're going to bring it. I know you can bring it. That's why I called you. And I don't worry about people. You can't worry about what people going to think when you say this. So I just want to say this. If anybody tuning in and you feel like it's too rated X for you and that you can't stand it, then, you know, you can turn it off. But I'm going to speak what I got to speak, and I know that God has me covered and he has my back. But this is the real truth. He said, I'm going to say it again. The order of the Lord has turned to the order of flesh. That's what it's been. We're not going by the order of the Lord. We're only going by the order of what we want to do. The church has the spirit of a junkie. You know what a junkie is. You know what an addict is. They want their fix. And that's what we want to do. Our fix is always having an itchy ear to hear about blessings. Yes, God want to have us. He want to see us blessed. And his blessings is there for us. But there's more to the word than just blessings. There is messages of rebuke. There's messages of what we got to do to live right in this, on this earth, and still have fun on this earth, but still yet be righteous in his sight, to be right in his sight. We can have fun. You know what I'm saying? We can enjoy life. If you got a spouse, you can enjoy your spouse. You got a family, enjoy your family. But you still living holy. Nothing wrong with that, going bowling and the movies and different things you want to do. It's nothing wrong with that. But we got to put God first still anyway. You understand? He didn't say that we had to be in the Bible 24 hours a day. We're living on this earth. But yet we still living holy, and we're doing things that we have to do that's pleasing to God. And if you're in ministry, we got to do ministry. But yet we still have fun. But you're still doing ministry. And so it's like an addict. Like you said, the church has the spirit of a junkie. The people wants to hear a word. A lot of these churches, I'm not going to say all, but a lot, they go and go and go and go. And they feel like, oh, this man of God is talking about blessings. And that's all they're receiving is the word of blessings. But they still leaving out the church jacked up. They still dealing in balance. You understand? No deliverance is taking place. The only thing that's being delivered is your purse or your wallet, because you're delivering all this money in the bucket. You understand? Because every time you look up, they're passing the thing. Nothing wrong with giving. We're supposed to give tithes. You're supposed to give offering. But I have a problem when we're seeing the $100 line and the $50 line and the $25 line. You just took 30 minutes and take an offering. That is your order. That is not the order of God. And that's what he's saying got to stop. All this man-made stuff, standing in line and doing this and doing that. Yes, we're supposed to honor our leaders. Nothing wrong with honoring our leaders. You understand? But you don't have to take 2 and 3 hours to just keep talking and talking and talking and talking. Get what you're going to say. Preach that word and let's go. Let God have his way, may I add. And then let us go. You understand? We don't have to keep talking about how much money was being raised and the amount. That's man-made. That has nothing to do with God. And you got souls sitting there that have came to hear a word from the Lord. And all they're hearing is about money, 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 money. So now the church is not only being spoken bad of, because that's what a lot of the people out there in the world is saying, is all about money. Every time you look up, it's about money. You know what I'm saying? Or they always preaching about blessings. And they're leaving out the same way. So now the church has turned into a casino. It has. It's turned into a casino. You might as well put machines in there. You understand? It's turned into a casino. It's even turned into a lottery line. The lottery line. Now we going with 3 and 4 digits. You know what I'm saying? In the church, low key. All of this stuff is going on, man-made. And so he said it's like a being an addict on drugs, needing a fix that will soothe their flesh but not their soul, wanting to hear messages that keeps them comfortable in how they're living. There are a lot of allergic reactions in the body of Christ, and the enemy don't want us to hear, and he don't want us to get delivered. Do you hear me? We are having allergic reactions, a lot of allergic reactions. You know, the sick comes to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? To be seen. And then when we're not feeling well and we're being seen, we get assigned to a doctor. And then we let that doctor know our situation, our symptoms of what we're going through. And then what happens? They sign us a medicine. And it's the same in the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the church, which is us, we are the hospital. And we're supposed to receive from the Lord, which is our doctor. Do you understand? And we got all these different illnesses. We got all these different things. I ain't talking about just, you know, physical sick, but we are also have some sickness in the mental area that we need help in. And God is steady yet saying, I will deliver you. And when he deliver us, we go right back into that same mess that put us in the affliction. That same mess that's gotten us there. And when you look at the order in the church, Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, which means the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. A lot of us still wearing pampers. We're wearing pull-ups, and we're wearing adult diapers in the body of Christ. I'm talking about in not, you know, somebody that's sick. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We're still having bowel movements, you understand, on ourselves. And God is steady yet cleaning and cleaning. And these bowels are getting out of control now. You understand? To where now it's coming through the diaper. I'm just going to be real. Now it's stinking. And it's leaving a stench that won't leave. You can spray all the spray in the Lysol. We still stinking in his nostrils. We're still sipping on milk. And we haven't graduated into eating the caviar. Do you get what I'm saying? So it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Now everybody want to preach all kind of stuff that they coming up with. And we sitting there, yes, he preached. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He preached this and that. And we still leaving bound because he's preaching something to keep the offering. Y'all know what I'm talking about. A lot of you ministers, I don't know if you're listening or whatever, God has given you the message of deliverance, giving you the message of rebuke, and you leave that alone, and you want to preach what you want to preach because you're scared of how many members is going to leave, and I won't get the offering. That's illegal. That's not what he called ministry for. He didn't call as us as a church for. And it says, by the sleight, which means the trickery of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But I'm going to tell you something. That deceiving spirit is going to leave in Jesus' name. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that whichever joint supplieth, according to the effectual work in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Did y'all hear that? That's the order in the church. We have to have order. All this other stuff, this man-made whatever tradition that is going on, God is saying is enough. Enough is enough. Who is the church? According to the word, there is just one church, which include all those belonging to Jesus Christ in unity and forming his bride and his body on earth. It is not, listen, it is not, capital T, capital N-O-T, not, I'm going to put the T in it, a building of stone of bricks, but a living building of people. Do I need to say that again? The church is not the building of bricks, but it is us that is the church. The church, the building with the windows and the chairs and stuff, is a place that we come. And we serve the Lord. We sing our songs. We do worship. That building, when you get called on the glory or whatever you're going to go, that building still going to sit. Do you understand me? You are the church. We can't blame stuff on that building. You can't blame the hurt on the building. You understand that? You can't blame a backstabbing on the building. Disappointments on the building. That building ain't doing nothing but sitting. It's us that is the issue. And when you look at it, it says here in Romans 13, 1 and 2, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Do you understand that? For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Do you hear that? Whosoever therefore resist the power, resist the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. My God, my God. We're still talking about this move of God, y'all. My Lord. Second Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know why our land is still sick? Because of the wickedness that's in the land. Do you understand me? It's infected with the eating of the flesh disorder. That's what it is. The eating your ears is even being contaminated with gossip. We got the flesh eating disease. You understand? All of these things that's not of God is eating at us and eating at us. And now we're bleeding at the limbs. Now we're having mildew. We got all kind of things happening. We got gangrene stepping in. Do you understand? The body is very badly infected. And we need tonight to say, Lord, we need some of your antibiotics. We got an infection. Because what's going to happen is, if you keep on, we keep on and keep on as the body of Christ, allowing this disease, I'm not talking about this pandemic that's going on. I'm talking about the ungodliness that's going on in the body of Christ. We're going to be jacked up, y'all. I'm telling you, we're going to be jacked up. And then we look at where he says in Matthew 16:19, "And I will give unto you thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And so what I'm saying on tonight is that this thing got to die. Some of the churches are opening up now. Some ain't. But I want to tell you this. The building cannot save you. Only God can save you, and you can save yourself at the same time. And so this thing that was going on illegally in the body of Christ, this foolishness, backbiting, cliques in the church, prostitution in the church, tricking in the church, you understand what I'm saying? All these things that's going on in the church, yeah, it may be happening in the building, but it's within us as the people. He said it's got to stop. We are on dangerous ground. If we think that this corona is bad, honey, it will be much worse. It's going to be much worse than that. My God, God has given us a chance, even through this pandemic, to see ourselves. That's why we've been on lockdown, to see ourselves, not being too quick to go back in that building the same way we was before it got shut down. Can y'all see? It's for us to see. It's for us to have the spiritual cataracts removed from our eyes and the spiritual earwax be removed from the ears to hear what the Lord is saying and see what he is doing. And so we got to be free. We got to be free. And so what I'm saying tonight, what we have to do, we must get in order, y'all. Not the building, but us as the real, we the real church. Let's learn to continue to read in this hour of going back into the building. And even if you're not in the building yet, before you get even in the building, read the instructions, what God is saying to you. Walk in the right direction where he is telling you to place your feet on and follow the command, which is his command. My God, I'm telling you, this word was deep on tonight. My God, this word was deep on tonight. And I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word. And I thank God for prayer. I really do. I thank God for prayer. And so right now, we finna go into prayer right now. We want everybody to have your mind set in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your fire. Lord, we thank you even for the boldness to be even to sit here on tonight, God. I thank you for using me, oh God, and not only this message being for your people, but it's also being directed back to me as well. And Lord, I thank you right now for seeing where my faults was at and seeing what I need to do. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor and glory. And we ask now, God, that the wind of your power will fall upon your people in the body of Christ tonight, and that the spirit of true evangelism will be released in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the body of Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for supernatural expansion according to your will. Tonight, we unite together as the body of Christ, and we pray for the building up of your church, God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against it in any ungodly manner, in Jesus' name. And any ungodly power that has been sent to prevent church growth and is ordered, in the name of Jesus, we bind this in Jesus' name. And we pray that the spirit of stagnation and slumber that is working against the growth of God's church be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Ghost fire, God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost fire. We thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us that all power and authority has been given to us. Therefore, we rise up tonight in the power and authority. You have assigned a command that every spirit of limitation lauding over the church be destroyed by the fire of God in Jesus' name. And we set fire and we burn the ashes tonight against the spirit of confusion over every church right now. Every satanic council against church growth, be confused now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you are the joy of our strength. We lift our pastors up right now. We lift our leaders of your gospel tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask now that you will blow your breath of joy, that you will blow your breath of strength upon them right now in the name of Jesus. In the midst of challenges, oh God, they shall push through it in Jesus' name. When their spirit feels weak and their thoughts tell them to quit, they shall not back down in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that your pastors, those that's in ministries, oh God, will continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with boldness, with clarity, and without fear of criticism of your truth. And we declare that they will stand on your word, and they shall not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're closing the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our life in the name of Jesus. And we bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy, our peace, and our love, and our family's joy, and their peace and their love in Jesus' name. And we bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into our life. And we bind and cast out all mind control spirits. And we burn it to ashes tonight, every witchcraft spirit in and over the body of Christ. And we release the whirlwind to scatter those that will conspire against us. And we bind and rebuke all demonic reinforcements sent by Satan to attack our lives and our ministries in the name of Jesus. And we quench every fiery dart the enemy sends our way with the shield of faith, and we bind and rebuke all spirits of jealousy directed against our life in the name of Jesus. We quench all ungodly words that have been spoken against our life, and we quench every torch the enemy will use against our life. My God, hallelujah, we thank you. Right now, God, I feel you doing something right now. I feel you doing something right now, God. Someone is lifting their hand saying, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me, God, from the used to be, from the have been. Deliver me, God, for what it used to be and how we want it done our way. But, God, it is your way. And we thank you for getting us right, God, in this hour. Hallelujah. We thank you for the ministry, Lord, that you have placed and trusted in our hands, God. We don't want to go back to what it used to be. We don't want to go back, God, to how we want to do it, but it's about what you want, God. We even thank you for keeping us, Lord, being faithful to us, God, even when we was a messed up people. Oh, God, even through mistakes, Lord, we thank you that you have forgiven us, God, that you still had your mercy and grace upon us, God. We thank you that during this pandemic, Lord, that you have kept us covered, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We praise you. We give you honor, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory on tonight. You've been too good to us, God. We thank you for the correction, God, that you are saying to your people. Let them have the ears to hear, God, because they will be lost. Oh, God, they will be lost, and we don't want to be lost. We don't want to be lost, God. Our soul is crying out tonight. Our soul is crying out tonight, God, that we don't want to be lost. Lord, we want to do it your way. We got to do it your way. Fill us up, God. Hallelujah. Even when the buildings open back up, God, that we will walk in that building, oh God, not the same, God, before it closed up. But God, that we're coming in rejoicing and giving you praise and not going by the schedule of us, but going by your schedule. Even when you want to move, God, that we will no longer look at the program, but we will let you move, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the souls that's coming in, Lord, that will be coming in from the south, the east, the north, and the west. We thank you, Lord, for the hood coming in, all the gangsters, oh God, those that have been gangbanging, oh God, those that have been selling drugs. Lord, we thank you that you're going to save them, that they're going to hear the alarm, Lord, just like I heard the alarm one night. Lord, we thank you that they're going to hear the alarm and they're going to rise up, Lord, and they're going to lift up their hands and say, God, it's me that you've been calling. I cannot run anymore. I will not run. And that I will heed the word of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the soldiers, for the generals coming off the streets, God, and that you're going to clean them up. Hallelujah. And they will be able to discern, God, even the more what we haven't even discerned quite yet, God, but that they will discern, God, even in the spirit. Lord, we thank you right now. Keep them covered, those that are in the streets, God, Ray Ray and Pookie and them. Hallelujah. Cover them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we cancel right now any drive-by that was supposed to be on someone on tonight, God. Lord, we ask that you will not let it happen in Jesus' name. Lord, that you will cover even those that wanted to shoot, that you will speak to them and let them know, don't do it. Lord, let their life turn around in Jesus' name, where they won't even be able to understand how they unloaded the clip, oh God, that they feel in some kind of way. And Lord, we ask right now that even those houses that was a target, oh God, on tonight, God, we ask that you will plead, we plead in the blood, Lord, that you will cover them in your blood, that you will cover the house on top, on the bottom, around, from the back, in the front, under the house, in Jesus' name. Every window, every door, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you right now, God, that even in the hospitals, Lord, many that may be still on them respirators, oh God, them ventilators or whatever they are, oh God, we thank you right now for your divine healing, touching on every flow, God, that you will breathe your Holy Ghost fire in their nostrils and they will rise up with a testimony. Many have a testimony, oh God, and many of them probably won't share it, but God, we ask now that they will turn their life over to you. Oh God, it's nothing but you that has been keeping us. And we thank you for these airwaves, God. We thank you for those that are tuning in even right now, Lord. We thank you. We ask that you would meet every need on this line tonight that are listening in around the world, God. We ask that you would touch their bodies if they're sick, that you would give them strength, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And God, we thank you that even in their program, their agendas that they used to do, God, that it won't be no more when it comes to you. Oh, God, for your work that is all about you, Lord. It's not about us. It's about you, Lord. It's about the work. It's about the souls. In Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for this move that you've been doing across the world. We thank you, God. Open up the eyes of those that are blind, that they can see, Lord, what you want us to see, and that we can hear what you want us to hear. We thank you for a change, hallelujah, a change that got to come forth. A change that must come forth. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the change. I thank you for the change in my life, God. Hallelujah, that we're no longer the same of who we was yesterday, that each day we will steady be pulling off and putting on more of you, God, that we will be speaking more of you and less of us and less of issues that we're going through. We thank you, Father. We thank you. And we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I pray that someone have received. I'm going to click on my cousin. We have, I think, two more minutes, and we're going to have y'all call back in the same number at 9 o'clock p.m. exactly, which will be 6 Pacific time. Well, 15 minutes, we want to say. So I'm going to click my cousin on so she can say something real briefly because you're going to be hearing her next on the second half. My God. All right, cuz. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Wow. What a word. I was truly blessed on this night. Just truly blessed. And I just, you know, I'm so excited about what God is doing, what he's going to be doing on tonight. God is so good. I'm telling you, he's so amazing.
He is
so awesome.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
Well, so
just thank God.
My God. Well, we thank God because you're going to be on our second half speaking.
Yes, I am.
Yes, we thank God. And so we want you all to tune in. Tune in on the second half. I'm telling you, tune in on the second half. I thank God. I keep hearing this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we love you, always, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we lift you up always. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, always. Hallelujah. We thank God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I can't get started. We got to end this first. We got to end this first half, but we telling y'all right now to call back in exactly 10 minutes. We're going to say 10 to 12 minutes. Call back the same number to our second half of the Move of God, Part 12, with Miss Angel on deck and my cousin, Vanessa Conley. God bless you.